The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts, Ralph Sutton and Mr. Big J. Okerson?
Hi.
You know why we're here?
Yeah, Shannon's birthday.
Shannon's 45th birthday.
See some meat.
She sees some real hefty hog.
She grab it. Shannon.
Yes.
Was it heavy?
I didn't feel the heft of it.
Why not?
She went from above. She grabbed from above.
I did.
All right.
Would you say you were amazed at his manliness?
I don't know about amazed.
Shannon, would you see him?
Like, if I met him at a bar.
No, but now.
If he calls Lainey and says, I want that chick's number.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Shannon, you got to get that thing in you.
You got to wedge that thing in you, no matter what it takes.
You got to crank that thing in there somehow.
whatever you need.
If you got to put in an anchor.
A bottle of KY and a whole lot of patience.
Let him
fucking make that happen.
I say have him screw it in. Don't just go blunt force trauma.
All right, we do the show live every single Wednesday and Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can use the code SDR, get 20% off at a 7-day free trial. And let's just get into it right now. It's Shannon's birthday, the strippers, Mike Vecchione, Maddie Jester Skulls, Dylan is on it from, what are you pointing at?
Oh, and Josh Adam Myers.
And Josh Adam Myers.
Damn, you are terrible at this.
And Josh Adam Myers.
I forgot you again.
I was going to say it.
He forgets you. This is the cold open, so he's going to forget you again in 1 minute.
Shannon.
In 1 minute,
this
he's going to forget you again when this comes out.
Does this
out.
Mean Josh Adam Myers to you? Look. I'm like, what are you pointing at? I was in the middle of going through people.
Something.
I did not forget him.
You forgot him again.
Who are you?
Jay, from before.
All right, it's the Shannon's 49th episode, birthday episode of
Dick Meat,
the SDR show, a.k.a. Dick Meat.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's fart. You need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It's going to be a weird show. I like when the energy is a little like, there's a little bit
dead.
Of... You feel kinetic energy in the room right now because it is Shannon's birthday.
Yes.
Let's start with that. There's alcohol and drugs in the room.
Who's doing drugs?
I think a few of us will be doing drugs.
Are you going to do them?
I don't know. I'm a maybe right now. I'm a 50-50.
Oh, you're back on the you're back on. You said no earlier.
I don't know. I feel like it's, you know, I realize this, by the way. So, first of all, it is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. I would say every Wednesday you're here, it is Big J. Okerson. How are you, sir?
Hey.
And we were trying to figure out off air, where did I meet my business partner, Lewis? I don't know where, but obviously through you.
Maybe in the second boat.
Second boat, maybe. And well, let's go through who's here. But there's a reason. It is Shannon. Shannon, is it your 40th birthday? Is
that Stop saying that.
It is?
No.
For sure.
What is it?
39th.
39? That's 40. It's mine as well. We realize that next year I'm not going to see her anymore. I won't actually see her as a person anymore.
It's already happening slowly.
Yeah. It's too old for you.
So we have to my right, Maddie, who is her co-host on TTID.
Ding.
What's TTID?
What's the D?
Oh, ding.
Did you really need to have that explained?
I mean, a second and a half late, Ralph. I'm sorry.
From Mike Vecchione Investigates on the Gas Digital Podcast that Shannon also produces. It is Mike Vecchione. How are you, sir?
All right. Thank you for having me.
Mike, would you agree that Vinny Big Pussy Pastore hated me on the SDR show?
I'm on the fence about it. I don't think he hated you specifically. I just think that
he liked you.
He was breaking balls.
Did you see the clip?
Yeah. He doesn't take kindly. Well, you're a Jew boy, dude.
That's what I think it is. I think it's because I was a Jew boy. And the whole time I thought he was...
Mike's a gindaloon, knows what the hell he's talking about. The sauce is too sweet, you know your mama foots.
You know what I think he really didn't like was that you said you kept saying, I didn't see any of the show.
I only waited till he started shitting on me that I said that. I didn't say it at the top of the show.
What?
I've never seen a single episode of Sopranos, no.
What?
It's fine.
Why?
It's fine.
No, it isn't.
Not even during quarantine?
No.
It's the perfect time to watch it.
I've never seen Game of Thrones either. You want to shit on me on
either. Well, I watched the first episode. It sucked.
I fell asleep twice.
Yeah, it sucked. Stinks. That's
what it So I thought he was joking the whole time. Like, you're going along with it until at the end on Zoom, I have this. As soon as it's done, I'm like, hey, man, that was great. Thank you so much. And I said, hey, man, that, and he disconnected. And so that's when I thought, oh, maybe he was serious.
He pulled a Sebastian Bach on
you. Yeah.
He bocked you.
A post-show Bach.
You got bocked.
And then, not to throw anyone under the bus, but Michael Imperioli, who records Talking Sopranos here.
Real throw under the bus for your back.
I'll tell you why. Because I said to him, I had just had your boy, Vinny Pastore, on SDR, and he did not like me. And he said, he hates everybody.
Christopher. Christopher.
Shannon, your thoughts?
I think it was... breaking chops.
Yeah,
you think? I felt that way until he disconnected.
Breaking chops.
Not busting chops or breaking balls, but breaking chops.
Breaking balls, busting chops.
He was my favorite Slick Rick record.
Let's do this at the top of the show, Jay. I'm giving you one of these. What is it called again?
It's a challenge coin.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Josh Adam,
I apologize. Come on, dude.
Josh Adam, you were just here again. That's why. Because you're like a regular now.
Yeah, it's a bar thing.
Yeah. You did
is that for the massage?
I still got to do the year 500th.
Oh, we're going to do it. Yeah, but I'm here's a good thing about not introducing me. As soon as I talk to everybody, I was like, oh, that's Josh Adamides.
So this is a challenge coin?
Yeah, it's like a military drinking.
Jay, you could read this, Jay. I'm going to give this to you.
Is that a guy?
Yeah, it is Kai.
There you go. It's a fan said the secret. I believe his name is fake.
Reading isn't how apropos that everybody's getting Kai tonight.
Mr. Sutton.
That's my time, guys.
Mr. Sutton, thank you for letting me chat with you. I have long been a fan of the SDR show and all-around comedy, and with everything currently going on, I thought these coins might be a funny gift. I served in the Marines and have quite a few military challenge coins and had these made up. Opposite of the space laser side of the Hebrew symbol is the Hebrew symbol for life. So you can flip the coin and decide if someone lives or dies by space laser. Thought you and Big J would like them. Sincerely, Dick Cox.
Dick Cox.
Mm.
Yeah.
But thank you,
that's
Dick
Major Cox.
Cox
to you.
Major Dick Cox to you. So I have three of them. I'm keeping one. You're keeping one. And any other Jew in the room?
I am.
Let's give you one.
It's
the first time I wanted to be a Jew.
Yeah. Well, and why are they all on the other side of the table?
Does this do anything for you?
Like
if I run into someone does in the military and pull this out, is this going to give me any cred?
So the idea is you pull that out. And if the person, it's usually a military thing. So if the person next to you doesn't have theirs, they have to take a shot.
Okay.
This will also get you into any Passover Seder. yeah. You present
you
this.
Right. You can ask more questions whenever you want.
Maybe you would like this coin better if it was pinned onto my shirt to identify me. Would you like that more?
Okay. Tattooed onto your arm.
And also, if you're looking here, I have my goggles sitting on the table from losing the challenge 2 weeks ago. Where Jay, if he has one in the chamber on any night.
I can't think of the day that I'm going to end up farting in your face.
Oh, I'm going to keep it here. But I see a reason, like, if it's an... Let's just wait. If Don Dokken comes in the studio, I would see that would be an answer where you'd want to do that.
Well, it would really cut into the thing that I don't have any questions for him. Yes, that would help. He's like, Jay, anything you'd like to know about Don Dokken?
Ralph, get over here. And we're going to do some things for Shannon tonight. One that I think the reason why a lot of the staff is here.
She's judging the pussy eating contest.
She's judging the pussy eating contest, finally. And Maddie's going to be the first contestant.
Oh, shit. I'm about to get permission for that.
But I have a question that I asked a couple of people lately. And I'm going to ask all the dudes in the room because I'm really curious about this. And then we'll start with the birthday festivities, all right? To me, the best looking man on the planet is Chris Hemsworth. I give him a 10. I think he is the best ideal of a man. Chris Hemsworth.
That's your type?
That's my guy, right? But whoever your 10 is, I don't care if it's him. Let's say whoever your 10 is.
Luke Rockhold.
Okay, fine, right?
Wow.
Where do you have a guy that you consider your 10?
No.
Nothing jumps to mind.
I mean, there's a lot of handsome fellas out there. Mm-hmm. But
thanks.
10?
Yeah, I think it's Hemsworth. Vecchione?
I think Brad Pitt's up there, and also the soccer player who's Rinaldi.
Ronaldo. Ronaldo's a good looking dude.
What about the one that was married? Christine's very posh Spice, that guy. Christine's, what's his name again?
David Beckham.
He's very handsome, too. Christine's a big fan of Momoa, and I concur. That's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy. I know, Shannon, it's The Rock. That's the 10. Okay, so you have your 10, right? You've established that's your 10. Where are you on that scale if that's your 10?
9.5, easy.
I want an honest. I want an honest answer. Because I asked a couple
in the world, I think I'm a 4.
A 4, because you know Harrington gave himself an 8.
Sure,
okay, an 8.
That is insane.
And most of the staff here above six gave themselves. Really? Every one of them. I give myself a 5 on a good day. That's the best I would give myself.
I give myself a 6.
All right, that's fine.
Whatever Josh is about to say is going to be a lie if he's going to play it low.
Let's hear.
And I appreciate he's doing it because he's trying to shake that LA off of him. But Josh believes for sure he thinks he's a 9.
No. 100%. No. I'm a 6 because I'm 5'9".
No. You think you're 6?
I think 6'4", I'd be a strong 10.
10? You're fucking crazy.
No one calls himself a 6 who
six
refers.
6'4".
No one calls himself a 6 with how much you tell me you're an attractive man.
First of all, when do I say that?
On the way to studio tonight.
Yeah, how does he work it into a conversation?
Right?
How's the weather? I'm attractive.
Well, as an attractive man, it's 80 degrees outside.
I also know his workout schedule. I've never asked once.
Maddie, seriously, I want a serious answer.
Now, are we counting height?
Personality is not a part of it, obviously.
We're talking about height.
Fuck that.
Because physicality.
If I was 6'4", I'm telling you, like, I would be, I'm for the level of puss that I've gotten in my life at my height.
Like, yeah, but also, a lot of it could be charm, comedy,
exactly,
singing.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of that. I'm not talking about that.
So as a physical specimen, you're saying.
Physical specimen, nothing else.
Yeah. So that's mostly genetic, right? So we can't help it.
Right. It's very heightist and fattest.
Bobby, I want to curious what you say, Bobby. You're on mic too tonight.
Why'd you stare at me when you said fattest?
I wanted to connect, Jay.
You made eye contact.
Bobby, where do you say you are? Honestly. Sheer physicality.
Sheer physicality. I'm going to give myself a 5.5.
5.5. I think Bobby's a good-looking guy.
Sure.
I think Bobby's a generous guy, too. Yeah.
I think of the 5 of us in this room, I think Josh is the best-looking out of the
So
five.
Does he.
He does, yeah. Shannon, would you agree? You're not going to shit on
Are you kidding me? I love Josh like a brother, but the rest of us are here.
You're number 2.
We're people too.
1-2.
No, I think Shannon's going for the V train before she.
I'm just missing height. I'm missing height and a little bit of girth.
But you're also in great shape too.
I'm in decent shape, but I think I can work my way. I think I'm a 7.5. I can work my way to an 8 if I cut weight.
I think any of us that think we are above a 6,
Shannon,
is crazy.
Line us up right now. Most fuckable to least fuckable. Oh, go. Boy.
But on physical only.
Whoa, I didn't agree to these terms.
Jay's charm physical does not, and Becky only. Owns charm. None of this comes into play.
Becky owns knee charm. He's got a body of a statue.
And keep in mind, when you are figuring this out, I am holding my challenge coin.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like this.
No, you got to do it, Shannon. Part of your birthday.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Come on, Shannon Buggy.
And is height is included.
Every physical, no. Physical.
I just
really
lost.
I'd really, see them, I'd really rather lost. If we didn't.
You see them in a bar and you go, "I'll fuck this guy."
So, well, they're sitting.
No.
Yes, that's a great point. We are sitting,
also,
Shannon.
Bobby,
the great equalizer.
A little more vodka, a little tequila and water, please.
No.
Sorry.
All right, now go.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Go ahead, Shannon.
The sitting.
1 through 5. No, this is straight up. No matter what, you see us at a place. We're standing.
No, why'd you
separately?
Okay. We're sitting on high chairs.
Standing is part of your physical thing.
All right. No one can hold anything.
Get her some drinks
me.
First.
Sure, we can.
We got to get her some drinks first to guarantee honesty.
No, go ahead, Shannon.
Okay,
fire away.
Just a little vodka. Just
break
a
some hearts.
No. So, all right.
You want
my
me to do it first?
Answer.
Are you nervous?
No, here's my honest answer.
Okay, I'll help you. I'll help you along. Maddie's last.
Yes.
Next.
Maddie's
coming. I mean, I was going
to
do that.
I'm trying to pull my personal feelings away from it. So, but Maddie will be last. Sorry.
Okay.
And then, so I think so. Then after Maddie, it's hard for me to separate my relationship from you guys.
You have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
I think it would be Ralph.
Makes sense.
So far, we're on the same track.
And then Josh.
This is playing out how... No, actually, a little surprise there. But I get it.
And then Mike, and then Jay.
Jay's on top.
Jay's on top?
No way.
Like a big guy.
Jay's on top.
That's true.
And he's sexy.
Yeah, he is. I would have sworn...
And the rest of us are dog shit.
Yeah.
I immediately get revenge.
How dare you?
You had me along the whole path until I thought Vec was going to be on top.
I thought I was going to be on top, too.
I'll take Shannon
I'm on
third
the bottom.
On the
I got big Jade.
Well, when she wants somebody on top, she likes to know they're on top. And I bring the density.
Right, so we're going to do a few interesting things audience tonight for Shannon's birthday. First, just found out that I'm second ugliest.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
Hey, you're not the ugliest.
No, I'm not the ugliest. By the way, Shannon, as soon as the show's over, you're fired.
Also, you know my taste is very weird.
I know, I get it. I'm fine with that.
No, don't say that now.
No, I mean...
Right? You know, I'm the opposite of what normal people do.
You know, I like garbage guys.
I totally get it now. Thank you, Shannon. I totally get it.
Now, flip that whole list upside down, I guess, now.
So I'm going to do this. Bobby, let's set this up here. I'm going to put this on. What's the NDI thing here? This is for you, Bobby. I'm going to ask you to come in. Shannon, bring in my NDI camera. Can you do that?
Yeah, hold on. Hold on.
It should be live right now, I think. Damn. Well, let me stop it for a second.
Bobby, you're at least a six, bro. That fucking body.
No way.
Bobby's good looking.
Do you want the audio?
He is good looking.
Bobby, see if it's working. Hit the camera. Hit start recording.
Yeah, I see it. Do you want the audio or no?
No, you don't need the audio.
Do you want me to put it on the screen?
Yes. Yes.
Is a woman going to come in and give birth?
What was that signal? Do you want me to show a little leg?
See what you got. Okay, so... Shannon,
on
Bobby, Eric, can you make that happen,
Ralph,
please, now?
Ralph, Mike just had a good idea. Next next contest for the SDR show, we both doula a pregnancy.
Good. Look, that's an odd angle that we're seeing right there. Right.
We do home birth.
Let's see. Is it ready?
What are you doing to me?
All right now, Bobby is setting something up. You're watching this live stream. Bobby has my roaming camera, and he's in the production studio.
Is he watching Little John videos?
Yeah, we're watching Little John videos.
It is.
You don't know that Bobby's a big Little John fan?
I didn't.
So we decided we have a couple of little gifts for Shannon tonight, and I think it is right now. Is it happening or not? What are we doing here, guys? How much vamping do we need to do to keep this going?
Hurry the fuck up.
I don't even know what we're doing.
Yeah, well, this is pretty happening right
POV.
Now. But I would think this would be more smooth. But
you know what sucks? The more time it goes on, the better this has to be.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be good.
Uh-oh. Fuck all he knows.
They said to put the camera on.
Yeah, you're on. Your camera's on.
Here's your first present, Eric.
Eric's here. Eric, leader of the Aryan race, is coming in.
Oh, shit. It's a good gift.
You think it's a good gift, right?
It's called a glimpse.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
Get low. Get low.
Oh, no, we're not doing this consent bullshit. What kind of stripper is this?
You think he's warning her not to suck his dick? Listen, you're going to want to suck
this. Listen, we have a very big man.
You're going to want to suck this dick.
Don't. And you're going to see it as well. Then I play with Joe Pendula. The club want to say I need to go down. Security guard going to swim me now. Great. Let it happen. Threaten me now. Oh, come on. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's wearing a nice t-shirt as well. Oh, she naked. ADL started on disrespect.
Her hips are so hard for sure.
I know. Hey, could they turn their music down so we can narrate it?
Yeah, lower the music a little, Bobby. So bring yourself over here, go. A little bit more. And let me see you get low. There we go. This dude,
now take it to the Shannon, what a snack.
Wow.
He's a big dude.
This guy's a seven.
All right, Shannon, come on, get into it, Shannon. We're going to get a little deeper now, I believe.
Uh-oh,
oh, yeah.
Shannon, watch your fingers. I saw Brad Williams in Montreal.
Shannon, what are you hiding from, Shannon?
That was the smell test. You're good to go.
Now he's ready to go to phase two. And he definitely wants her hand on his ass.
Right.
He's like, all right. No garbage smell. Time to get back in there and do that grind. Huh?
Jay, in your life, have you ever given a girl a table dance non-joking?
No.
All right, just curious.
Have you?
Never.
Why'd you bring it up, you weirdo?
We're watching a guy give a dance.
Okay. Yeah. Do you see the intrinsic differences between me and this young man?
Here comes the good stuff.
Here comes the good stuff, everybody.
Cocksock.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
He's a big dude.
Watch out now.
Ralph, compliment him three more times or just ask him out.
Can I do both? It's an interesting
weird fact. They're both vegan.
See, this is why the button-down snap was such a
by the way,
huge
thought,
hit.
Yeah.
By the way,
that was terrible.
I thought this guy had pubes like Whoopi Goldberg's head. Shannon, grab his ass.
Come on,
you know the moves
Shannon.
Yet? Shannon, get in there.
I gotta be honest, I was expecting a fuller ass.
No. Shannon, you feel a shit on your leg?
Sorry he let you down there, Maddie.
Yeah.
I mean,
this looks like my ass after years of abuse.
That thing is barely covering the shitter.
Well, I think we're gonna start seeing a lot more, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, shit.
Shannon! She can do it,
come
Shannon!
Come on, Shannon!
Stop it, Shannon!
Yeah!
Listener, Shannon is now floating upside down this in a 69 standing position with a very beautiful man in there.
It looks like he's struggling.
Shannon, we have your mom on line one. Cock slapper!
Come on, dude. Let's do
I'm
it.
Talking to Bobby. Cock slapper!
Yes.
All right, here we go, Shannon. Don't be afraid, Shannon. Don't be afraid, Shannon. There's an area to explore that you have not explored.
Stick your finger in his ass. Come on.
Command him to grow for you. Oh, he's getting that denim burn on his shit.
She could definitely feel that hog. Yes.
Wow, somebody tans.
He didn't tan on his butthole.
Shannon,
not at all.
Shannon, is it
not
heavy?
Even a little bit.
How heavy is it? You know it's heavy.
Come on, Shannon, go over there. He really wants your hands on his ass a lot.
Yeah, he's really.
Ralph, grow up.
Here we go. Shannon's making lots of excuses.
Now he's going to throw up in the air. It's like,
yes.
The most action Shannon has gotten in 3 years.
All right, now she has scoliosis. We
throw her
be careful
up like
here.
Cheerleader. Shannon, how dare you? You have nieces and nephews.
That makes it really awkward when the music ends like that, huh?
Yeah, I think we need another song, Bobby. Right. We haven't gotten the big finish.
That should have been on a loop.
Put another goddamn song on.
Thank you. Oh. I thought we were seeing Ding Dong.
Wait, I thought he was going to show his big, huge fat cock.
The Ding Dong?
Slap it with your dick.
Fucking hysterical. Thank you. Oh, is he not going to show us big
news? I heard Ding Dong was coming out. I don't know what happened.
I heard this guy's got a massive rod.
We got to tip him $20.
I blame Shannon.
Lainey, this is on you.
Oh, man.
That was
I feel like she wasn't as receptive.
And then she's like, you got to show your dick. He's like, oh, okay.
Well, that was supposed to be the big finale. The Ding Dong was supposed to come out. I don't know what happened.
Look, hang on. Everyone calm down. Lainey's me tooing him right now.
And sweating.
Yeah, I wonder why.
No, that's fucking cum.
All right, thank you there.
Wow. Great job.
Damn, dude, we all wanted to see this guy's
dick. I was really disappointed.
Do you want him to go in there?
Shut up, Shannon. He's supposed to show you his big, fat, huge cock.
Shannon, right. How did you feel about the flipperoo?
I was very scared.
All right, it didn't happen. I guess it's time.
Wait, what's happening now?
I guess Eric, you pull out your shit.
Do you want him to go in there?
If he was going to throw out his dong for you, we'll do it.
Is he showing cock for us? All right, I'll allow it.
I'm in for it. I'll allow it. Am I going to say no to big man cock?
I'll take a look at this guy's shit.
What are we,
Ralph,
children?
You said you heard stories.
He doesn't want to show it on camera. Oh, yeah, you can face, if you face them.
Wait, then you got to stop the 360, because the 360.
What's up, man? How are you?
How are you, buddy?
You guys are hysterical. I was laughing my fucking ass off.
Oh, thank you, dude.
Thank you. You're ripped, man.
All right, now let's see your dick.
Now,
I'm going to hold Josh back.
Wait, come on.
What happened? All right, it's not, we can't. I
mean, well, when it starts to become medical,
yeah, now,
that's
now
when
it's getting forceful. Show her, for God's sakes. Yeah.
Do you guys want to go to the bathroom?
I'm going to look through the window.
I'm going to look through the window lovingly, if that's okay.
Prep it. Hold on.
Shannon, help him.
He's prepping.
Fucking rib job, this guy. He
put your hand back on his ass.
Wow.
Are you even on, Molly?
No, I'm not. I was waiting for you guys.
Someone knows how to say you don't do it for me on your birthday.
I feel like for my birthday, you guys are just trying to make me as uncomfortable as possible.
Why? Sorry we got you. Big
guy's
going to
show you his thick pig.
Great. If I could redo the numbers of the group, it would change now.
I see him stroking it for you, Shannon. He's thinking about
you. There's a lot of trap action going on.
What happens?
Right. A lot of prep.
Are you saying that Vecchione gets bumped down to three?
yeah. You're still on top, Jay. Don't worry.
I thought I was still on top. Okay.
You're still on top.
Wait, he'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. He's got to go close it in the door a couple times.
And also, Eric, get the cake ready after this.
Is he doing
this?
The thing? Is he doing that you're a big, bright, shining star? I'm a big, bright, shining star.
Yeah, buddy. You can do it. You can do it.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Meanwhile, I realized today Shannon is officially our first employee, I guess.
Wow.
Aww. Isn't that sweet?
And that's what I get for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's, hey, yeah, that's a great fucking...
He's a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful right. man.
It's, just a, it's a lot.
Is yeah. it? Yeah. We didn't see it. We don't know if it's a lot.
Oh, no, this whole yeah. thing. You know, I'm a prudish person.
Shannon, right. is there an outside shot? This guy gets to fill you up later?
No. Probably not.
No?
No, but he's great. He has a perfect body.
It wasn't easy yeah. to find. That's Lainey doing. Right. Fucking big.
You bang some doof fan from North Carolina? You're not going to fuck this statue?
It took a month. It took time. I'm a pain in the butt.
That guy is a right. fucking big, hulky man. Yeah. And he fucking flipped you over like a toy.
That's right. Which is part of CrossFit.
That guy's abs are so big, I thought he had a gut.
No, there's no gut there. I felt it many
that's
times.
That's a man. That is a man right there. Abs?
Could you tell that this guy was swinging a hammer when he was rubbing on your leg?
I wasn't. All right,
Shannon.
It was just
your mother's not on the phone. Jay was
sure,
joking.
You
Jay
weren't paying attention. Oh, did he have a cock?
He had a penis. It was a man? It was a man?
That's strange. Maybe.
I guess so. I don't know.
I was organizing my taxes in my head.
All right, so we're trying to do some things to make Shannon happy. She is right. one of the, as we said, the first employees.
Well, this guy going
to
show his dick and make me He's happy?
Let him get it fucking hammered up.
He's yeah, working dude. On it.
He's taking a real long
happy
time.
For once. Jay, go fluff him for some.
I just love the image that he's in the bathroom right now. Like, yes, come on, you can do it. Come on, get off.
Lainey, ask him if he needs me to spit in his hand.
He's on his way.
Judging by the progression.
I want to get a view. I know he doesn't want to be on camera. I just want to get a view of it.
I'm going to see
shaking.
Because it's too much man meat.
Why are you shaking? Good, that'll make him come quicker.
Too much man meat for you, Shannon, huh?
Just a lot. I didn't even take my sip of vodka yet.
It's fucking great.
Dude, this is going to be so good.
Oh, he's a big dude, man.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
We'll find out.
Maybe he should grind to one of us. He'd have fucking better luck. What's going on?
Yeah, Ralph, you put out
If he's got
guy.
The same taste as Shannon.
I mean, he's no Chris Hemsworth, but he's
Ralph,
close.
You brought your gay sex goggles.
Yeah, well, that's my fart protection goggles, but I'll take it.
Well, you don't want to get pink eye from that load.
I think he's still prepping. I don't know what's going on.
Right. He's almost there.
I'll give him 50
he's
more bucks. I'll give him 50 bucks.
Hey, Shannon, maybe you
shoulder.
If you would, way, if you would talk dirty to him.
Wait.
You talk dirty to him, Shannon.
He's coming in?
Wow.
Oh! Wow. That is a fucking hammer and a half.
There you go. Grab it.
No.
Grab it. Shannon.
Touch it, Shannon.
Grab it.
Okay.
Come on, Shannon. It's your birthday.
Touch. A little touch. Hey. There you go, man.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
That guy had a fucking butt. Christine, grab it.
Grab it, Christine.
Never mind. You don't have to do that.
It's fucking great.
This guy's showing his hog.
I need to see Christine leaving with the guy immediately.
Wait, did she see it? Christine would love that dick.
It was a fucking great dick.
I mean, that was a hammer.
When I saw that through a picture, I'm like, oh my God, we have to bring this guy.
Christine, did you get to see it? You didn't see it at all?
Oh,
man, that guy had a
Shannon,
thick.
that was a nice hammer.
What'd it feel like?
My arm.
Shannon, what'd it feel like? Veiny?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, really? A really big, head. The head was very big.
Really Shannon, did it feel like consent for all of our careers?
It didn't feel a lot like consent.
that guy's dickhead was so like a bathroom trash can.
That was great. Thank you. What's his name? I don't even know his name.
Who cares?
Huge cameraman?
The nameless stranger.
Right. So
by that dick size, I'm guessing his name is Lightheaded.
Oh, no.
Christine, you can't play with yourself outside because you didn't see a dick. Stop it.
So in effort to do things to make Shannon happy for her 40th birthday, there is a...
Ralph. We should do some kind of game right now that gets Shannon has to come in here. Did you wipe your hand, Shannon?
No, I didn't want to be offensive when I asked for hand sanitizer.
Can I smell it?
Did you use hand sanitizer?
I didn't know.
Loser has to get she puts her hand right in your face with that cock
smell. Don't use it yet.
I'm not using it.
But so what's the game?
I don't know. You just do it.
Get COVID.
I don't pick know a number between 1 and 5.
From you?
Yes.
Fuck you.
Go ahead, pick it.
That doesn't seem to make any sense.
Go, I'll be honest.
Shannon's got to write a number down.
No. Just guess.
No, I don't trust you for a fucking second.
What number?
It was going to be 2, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, 2's it. I'll take it.
Oh! Right.
Get it, Ralph. I was doing it like I really wanted it.
Can I use the hand sanitizer?
No.
No.
Keep that fucking salty dick smell on your hands.
So here's the idea. It's very fair.
Yes, Ralph.
It's okay. We'll have Dylan out there, because he's coming in next. We'll write a number down between 1 and 10. Write it down.
Well, I got an idea. Grab Dylan's cuck with your other hand.
He'll write a number down between 1 and 10. That way he can't cheat. It's already down. Mm-hmm. And then you and I will both pick a number. Whoever's closer goes in the face.
Mm.
Fair enough?
Okay.
You don't seem like you're on board.
It's fine.
Would you want something with more pizzazz?
No.
Where do the Jewish tokens come into play? Can he challenge it?
I bet you think you could have balanced this on the head?
I think easily. I think
all three of them.
That head could have held up a sandwich.
I've not seen a head wider than a shaft like that. It was almost double.
Right.
Yeah, that was.
That's the important part.
Yeah. The head.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's like he.
It pushes all the other cum out.
It's the star of his dick.
I feel like that's.
I gotta be honest. I think it's opening up too big of a pathway for the shaft. Would my concern would be.
Meaning, yeah, that it's so forceful in the front and easy in the back.
Yeah.
But I feel like that part.
It's like a modern day mullet.
The like ridge of it stimulates. Mm-hmm.
Shannon, odds on chance you masturbate tonight thinking of gripping that guy's hog.
I have to. I'll let you know at the end of the show because I'm still like a little bit hyped.
Did you actually get a grip?
Yeah, I did.
And he forced her hand to stroke it.
Well, that's the way. Yeah, that's right. We paid extra
no
for that.
Yeah.
He said you have no chance.
This is as close as you get tonight. Dylan,
we were all cheering. We were all cheering.
It's in there. So throw the pen away. I don't want any cheating. Okay, fair enough. So I'll go first or second.
Okay.
Pick a number, and then you pick a number, and whoever's closer gets the hand in the face.
Go.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
I am going 4.
5.
Okay. Show it.
I knew it was going to be that.
It means it's going in my face. What do you mean? You lost. You won.
Yeah.
So it's going in my face.
I feel like you didn't
Shannon,
know
get in here. You sounded disappointed.
He did. He didn't
you
know.
Really
you didn't know,
come
did you?
On.
Wait, they're exchanging information.
Thank you. Give me your phone number. I'm on Instagram. And
hey, what's your name?
What's my name? Yeah. It's actually Doug.
Doug, okay.
Doug with a
big
slug.
Big dick Doug.
That sounds gorgeous,
Doug.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can fucking put it in there later, dude. What are you doing here? Come on now.
Doug, that cock would rip her from her fucking sniz to her asshole.
From her V to her A.
That thing would open her right up.
All right, Shannon,
just
get
like
in
one
here.
Big fucking dune.
Put it
sandworm
in, put it
mouth.
In my face, and then let's keep the show going. Just come in here and slap it in my face.
Shannon, please, come fucking rub your hand on Ralph's face.
Okay, hold on.
Let me get some hand sanitizer for my face.
Nah, dude. It's going to smell bleachy.
You think I'm gonna smell? I'll smell it. See if I smell anything.
Oh, you're going to smell it.
It was hot today, dude.
I think he
had to take the train.
He danced.
Please put it in Maddie's face by accident first.
I mean,
he bench pressed
I felt
Shannon
it coming.
On
and
the
I was
chops.
Like, I'd rather have his dick on
no,
my face.
No, touch his goddamn
hand.
Face.
Good. You should hit mouth.
Grab the smell.
Grab his tongue.
A little bit. I got a little bit of
yeah,
I got a little
salt,
funk.
Right? That's salt.
A salty funk.
It's not funk.
It's a little
it's
salt.
The saltiness of
yeah,
dick.
A little saltiness. I got it. I got it.
Appreciate the smaller things.
I got it. I think it's still hanging out there. I still get a little bit of it.
Yeah, you got
yeah, it. Yeah, a little bit of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, now you got the taste.
Now I got in there. Now technically,
now you got the taste for blood, dude.
Technically, it's a threesome we just had.
Hell yeah.
Do you want all right. to talk to him?
Yeah, Doug, let's talk to you a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good, man.
Where are you from? You from here in New York?
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you?
6, I would say like, 3, 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", like 230 pounds.
What's your ethnic background with that hammer, dude? Are you Odin's son?
Sicilian. I'm Sicilian.
Oh, God, wow. You're speaking Shannon
Sicilian
language.
Where? Near the island of Ragnarok? Come on now.
How long have you been a male stripper?
I've been a male stripper for a long time. I'd say for years, 16, 17 years. Man.
Are we wow. allowed to ask how old you are?
You could give a guess if it's 16, 7 years. I'm 38.
38? Wow. Okay, Shannon is 39. Do you find Shannon attractive?
Shannon is older than 38, for
She's
real?
She's 39.
46
years old.
Wow.
Wow, grandmother she's aging extremely well, wouldn't you say? I mean, fuck, she's high.
She's aging. You're right. She's aging. Correct. I agree with you on that.
Doug, quick question. Does she have soft hands?
She is very soft hands.
Yeah. Amazing,
Doug, man. are you amazing?
The hands felt amazing.
Are you a single man?
I fucking knew that she gave sad HJs.
Maybe, perhaps.
A single man, maybe. Okay, perhaps. Okay. And no tattoos, though. I don't think I saw any.
No tattoos.
Okay, that's the one negative for Shannon, I feel.
Why? Because he wants to be buried in a Jewish cemetery?
Let me ask you this, Doug. Doug, do you believe in ghosts?
You know, that question, I believe I do believe in ghosts. I haven't seen any per se myself, but yes, I do believe in ghosts.
There's no way Shannon's not going to be walking
through. All right, how about this one? Are there stories, you don't have to share these stories, but are there stories, because you're a big dude, you're in good shape, where maybe you've had altercations or fights with people that you didn't want to have a fight with, but you did? There was fighting in your life?
I feel like you're blatantly
not so much fighting in my life.
No fighting.
Yeah, you asked that question before you asked if he ever gets laid while he's male stripping, like right there?
No, I'm telling the reason why, because I'm trying to see if it'd be Shannon's type. That's all.
Oh.
What, did he fight?
Shannon likes fighters.
I think I'm Shannon's type. I get the feeling or whatever, like, you know, from the dance we had. I mean, you know what, the chemistry and, you know, the moaning that she was doing. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you what she said into my ear.
Do you think, if you had a guess, you think
Shannon, what'd you say to his ear?
Well, you know what, man, she'll have to tell you. So on that note, guys, it was a pleasure. I wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you, Doug.
Guys,
all right, Doug.
Let her get one more grip. Let her get one more grip. Let her get one more grip on it. One more grip,
Shannon. One more grip.
Do the other hand.
The other hand. That'll go on Jay's face.
Shannon, come on.
He did it, guys. He did it.
Shannon, come on. I believe in equilibrium. Well, now my OCD's not going to be relaxed.
Now Jay's not going to sleep tonight, Shannon, because of you.
Oh, I know that Shannon's got that one dick hand and that one not dick hand, and that's going to bother me. I got to fly tomorrow.
Okay. All right, so now.
Okay.
There is
okay.
I thought you had to say okay three times for it to work.
I'm okay.
Okay. There it goes. All right, before we go any further, we got great news for fans of Yo Kratom.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I jumped ship, you see. I go where the money goes.
Oh, like the, can you hear me now guy?
Yes. I think those other guys I worked for were gay.
It's possible. It's very possible.
Yes.
Yo Kratom are the best supporters?
Sporters.
The best support.
Yes. They're sporters and supporters. They're always sporting their support. The Empire.
So stupid. They're supporters of our style of comedy.
Yes.
And they just launched Yo Delta.
Yes.
God damn it. That's right. We got a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long.
Oh, it gets you straight goofy.
It sounds like I'm on Delta 8 right now.
Yes.
If you're over the age of 21 and living in any of the majority of the states where this is legal, well, then it's time to stock up all summer long.
Yes, Ralph, you're feeling it.
With Delta 8. What is Delta 8, Empire? Oh, is your name now Hem Kratom? Ham Delta?
No, I am still the Empire. It's just now I work for Yo Kratom.
Okay.
The contract was bigger.
What is Delta 8?
Oh, it's a part of this THC, or it's from the marijuana plant, and it's not the other stuff.
What happened?
And it's not CBD. It is a different part that gets you high. But somehow it squeaks under the law.
Somehow it's legal. We don't know how, but it is legal. It is called Delta 8. If you go to yodelta.com, use the promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Once again, the promo code is GAS.
Pretty sick deal, yes.
Pretty sick deal. They got vapes, they got gummies, they got all the things you want to get legally high.
You know why we can give so much away? No more Jew owners.
Yeah, the Jew owners will always screw you at the end.
Yes. Now we work with Roman Catholics only. Yeah.
The safe bet.
In the safe nestled nest.
Nest
of Roman Catholic owners.
All right. It's yodelta.com. Use promo code GAS. All right, let's get back into
Ace.
There is a producer here that is a good dude.
Are we going to see his dick?
No, we're not going to see his dick. But I would say this, and Bobby, I'd like you on the mic for this one. There is tension, not sexual tension, just actual tension between these two. Would you agree?
I'm not sure I know who we're talking
about. We're talking about the man that's about to come in with a dog collar around
right,
him.
Right, yes.
Yeah, okay, so his name is Dylan. He's right there. He's going to come in. Come on in, Dylan.
What's the tension?
I would just say, Shannon, maybe you could explain, but you never really, for whatever reason, you two never gelled.
We're just different people, maybe different generations. We communicate differently.
You've yelled at him a few times.
Yeah, I have a short temper. Maddie knows this.
Yeah, he's gotten upset a couple times.
But you got
short temper for short people, too.
By the way, while he's getting ready for this, Shannon, how good did Lainey nail that dude?
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. How much higher on the scale is he than Jay in your scale of... He's back. He's not leaving.
He's back.
He's like, touch it with the other hand.
Shannon, please grab him.
At least give me your phone number before I go.
He's going to give you a ride back to Staten Island.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Be right back.
Something's happening right now. Right. Oh, they're taking a picture. I thought they were exchanging numbers.
You should pull his dick out for the picture.
Yeah, pull your dick out for the picture. What are you doing, dude?
Pull your dick out.
Pull your dick out.
Pull your dick.
He's already out.
Damn.
God damn it. Oh, wait. Something. Nope.
That's a sweet one.
Oh, look at them. They're
Shannon,
like
for the mantle.
Pull his dick out.
Cock.
Pull his dick out.
Pull Doug's dick out. Okay. So let me ask you this. Now we have Dylan in the studio. Dylan, would you agree that you and Shannon don't really get along that well?
Listen, I thought we were.
Wait, your mic's not on.
I thought we were friends in the beginning.
Well, I think that answers our question.
Yes, there's definitely tension.
There's definitely tension. You felt it a few times, right?
Yes.
Okay. Where the fuck is Doug and Christine?
I wanted to feel this before he had it on, though, so take it off him.
Right.
Okay, and then, Dylan, will that mic make it?
Yeah, let me have that. So what we have is this, Jay, just so you know.
That thing wouldn't fit around Doug's dick.
Doug's dick, no way.
It's all I can think about, consumed.
So this is a shock collar that you'd put on a dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
A bad dog?
A bad dog.
Any dog.
Or Doug's dick.
Bobby, pull your dick out.
pull your dick out. So Shannon doesn't like his production abilities and has shit on him a few times about it, right?
Right.
So we've decided to make this fair. Shannon has come up with 5 production questions.
Okay.
And if he gets them right, he will not get shocked.
Okay.
And if he gets them wrong, he's going to get dog collar shocked. And I want to know what it feels like.
Okay.
Is that all fair?
Thank God.
Yes. Shannon, you have the on switch? Hold on, let me just go ahead.
Hold on 1 second.
I don't know what this feels like. I'm holding it right now.
Okay, so
you're gonna hold it really, pussy.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't like that.
This is okay. I can lower it if you think it's too much. I'm on a 5 of 16.
That was surprising. I'll put it that way. Jay, do you want to feel it?
That was a big jump for a guy who was brought to life by electricity.
I wear knuckle gloves for this possibility.
Anybody else want to feel it or no? You don't want to feel it. Hold the actual. Give him a little bit of it.
Mike, your false heart.
I mean, this is a really bad idea.
Right? It's a little surprise.
No, I'm out.
Yeah. I'll turn. Should I turn it?
Turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, turn it like way up and then give it to Dylan.
It was 5. I put it at 3.
Okay.
The max is 15.
Oh, you guys think Doug's going to Uber?
That was 5?
I think he's going to
They just experienced 5?
Dude. Yes, as much as whatever I feel about you, I also don't want to kill you.
Let me ask you this. When it was on.
But you do want to hurt him.
A little bit.
Mike, I don't want to die, Shannon. Please. I'm a little boy.
Mike used to do it with Justin Silver.
Yeah. Right.
What did Justin have it on?
It was a different collar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is more for disciplinary reasons.
His was, I think, just on off. I don't think there was such
5 out of 16.
Can you shock it again?
16?
It's at 3 right now. How's that?
I can't feel it.
Are you holding both?
I just hit it again.
Give that bad word to 5.
Go back to 5.
Back to 5. All right.
Yeah.
5 is where you need to be.
5 is where you need to be.
5 if you're trying to prove a point. 5. Okay?
5 it is.
Can I hold it?
No fucking way, Dylan.
Put this shit on you.
Put this shit on.
You're probably going to get all these answers right.
Yeah, you're a good producer. Come on now.
I can't. Okay.
Dylan, put it on your carotid artery.
Man,
it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this, Shannon.
Also, I'll take a wrap around the femoral.
How do you think this? This will make it fail. Let me ask this question. This is how confident I am.
Yeah.
If I know the question also, if I know the answer, then he's definitely getting shocked. Is that a fair way to do it?
I thought you were going to say he gets 2 shocks.
Just because I know he wants to pull it off already.
And Bobby's here? God damn it.
I mean, I haven't produced a show in fucking 4 years here.
Does Bobby hate you too? Why is there an enemy working here?
No,
I don't have to.
All my bosses are here.
I've enjoyed Dylan very much. Is he an enemy?
Dylan, put it on.
I don't hate Dylan. Do we hate Dylan?
We don't hate Dylan. That's good. He looks good on the camera there.
Tighten it a little bit.
No, Josh. No, Josh.
It's got a touch.
It's got a touch.
It's touching.
I feel like it should go centered on the throat. No,
it's touching.
Yeah, it should be centered on the throat.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm shaking.
Wait, it says centered on the throat?
Yeah, 100%.
That's what the dog chart said.
Jay, this is basically Game of Thrones. This is every episode. Oh, okay.
Or you can rotate to see which one hurts the most.
By the way, Dylan.
Is there rape in this guy?
Very cool of you to do this. I will say that.
When you said dog...
collar and strippers, I did not know it was going to be this.
Let me say this also, by the way. It's been nice knowing you. Let's do that.
Shannon, did you get wet?
No. What? I was sweaty.
Did you?
I was nervous.
When he flipped you over like a rag doll, did that make you even more attracted to him?
When I think back on this, I think it's going to be different.
Is your clit swollen?
But in the moment, I just automatically think, like, I don't want him to get a hernia and be out of
work. Was your fingers touching for the big, because it was a hog. Did you make it all the way around?
No, I didn't squeeze it.
Because it was pretty thick. I was
He kind of forcibly squeezed your hand, though, right?
You keep saying forcibly, Josh. Stop trying to get us canceled.
I noticed no one really asked a question. I'm just saying, women's rights, suffrage, and what have you. Come on, they can vote.
All right, so you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, so, I can't hear her, so.
Oh shit, here.
Oh, you're definitely getting them wrong then.
Can you put it in the room?
Hey, do you want this?
Oh, there you go. Give it in the room, Bobby? Yes. There we go.
Do you think the headphones and the thing are going to fry his fucking head?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
You're fine. You're fine.
Yes.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, God.
It's a lot. How about now?
Yeah, I hear it now.
Yeah, we can.
If Dylan dies, can we tweet about it?
I'm going to leave it on, but you can hear it, right?
Probably won't die. You might get ALS later in life. But
hi, this is Shannon talking.
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Shannon the dickhead.
And it's so just so we know, is it five questions?
We can do five. I have a bunch ready to go.
You should do 10.
How about this? Five. We do five, and then if Francis or Bobby wants a question, maybe we'll throw that in.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah. We're gonna warm up nice and easy. First one's a.
Hold on. Look at what he's doing. Hold on a second.
Okay.
He's gonna let you have headphones because they're not getting feedback that way.
He's using a double modulator, Bobby. For those of you at home.
A double modulator. All right, so that way we don't have to play it on in the room because you might get feedback. You can hear us?
Still.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You got this, buddy.
I'm so scared.
Don't be.
You know the answer, but you're like, I'm a bad quizzer.
Well, how about this, Dylan? You want to promote your podcast in case you die right now? Do you want to say what your podcast is?
Make sure to go follow Doped Up and Dying right now on my YouTube, Dylan J. Negri, and follow me on Instagram, Dylan J. Negri.
Okay, fair enough. There we go.
Just in case I have faith in you because he went to my high school, Boca Raton Community High School, home of the Bobcats. I think go Bobcats. Go Bobcats.
Right, now I really hope he gets them all wrong. All right, Chandon, we'll start with question one.
First one, really easy. This is all, again, post-production at Gas Digital questions. What program do you use to compress a file that's too big?
Oh, Handbrake.
Correct.
He's right. Handbrake is right.
Yeah, dude, don't let this fucking slut.
See, look, you already
won. Don't you have some, like, quiz music? Like some,
yeah, have
like,
some background
yeah,
music.
Like, put some, like,
don't you let this fucking 40-year-old dick gripper boss you around, dude?
Shannon, by the way, you should change your Instagram to 40-year-old dick gripper.
No, I'm not 40.
You're 40.
Well, it'll work next.
Plan for the future.
39YROLDDCKGRPPR.
All right, question number two.
Number two. What should be the final step when mastering audio in Audition?
Export?
Ah, you bitch! Oh, he's so annoyed.
All right, so the right answer is it's not a.
It's.
I don't know the answer.
It's match loudness.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Zach.
All right, next question.
When creating a shortcut in vMix, which box should you make sure is checked before saving?
I know this one. It's in this package only.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, it is. I'm not holding you. I'm not taking this.
What do you think, Bobby?
That's it.
It's close enough. You're using the wrong semantics, but it's the right idea.
That's not what it's called, but.
But it's right.
Bobby!
It's right. I'm saying it's right. Yeah, right. It's right. Shannon,
all right. If he gets it right, now Shannon has to grab his cock.
Yeah.
Are we even playing a game?
All right, Shannon, next one.
It was local shortcut was the correct.
Yeah, but it's good enough.
You're so lucky, Bobby.
When working second chair, what's the first thing you have to make sure is connected?
The NDI.
Oh, fuck. He's right on that one.
You know how I know that? Also,
I yelled at you about it.
That's not my first step. It's just every time it's not clicked on, I get a nice little bitchy.
Get him.
I would just shock him.
You're using bitchy, Dylan.
Shock him.
Go for it.
I voted
go
deserves
for it.
It.
He injured his femur.
Oh, I think he really hurt himself.
That's a femur thing.
Oh, man.
He's okay.
You okay, dude?
Get him. That fucking hurt.
I feel bad for that.
This is not easy on the neck.
No, it's painful.
You want me to grab your hog, dude?
Massage his hog a little bit.
Shannon, go up to six. A little bit.
I'll do Shannon.
This kid's jumping.
Oh, my stars. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's like a Foster's kid.
Okay. It's just so
This one should be an easy one. If a Gas Digital Network show has a total of 135 episodes, how many episodes should be available for free on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube?
We just upped it to 25.
It's wrong for so many reasons.
It's so high.
It's wrong for so many reasons.
It's 20, right?
It's 20 if you have more than 200 episodes. It's 15 if you're under 200 episodes. And he's at 25, which is never right.
Sam again, Shannon.
No. I think Dylan has adjusted to the shot.
So look, that was 5 for you. I would say Bobby gets 1, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
And by wrap it up, you mean the hospital.
Dylan, by the way, very cool of you to do this, so I think that's
Dylan
very nice.
Very...
It's for Shannon's birthday.
Yes.
You're making Shannon happy.
Yeah, you remember Shannon, bitch, writing that bitchy shit.
Yeah, remember, what did you say about her being a bitch?
Ask an easy one, Shannon.
Dylan, yep. Thank you for forcibly agreeing to this.
I can't feel the right side of my neck.
Last one.
Bobby sharing a microphone with that salty, bleachy cum smell over that fucking microphone.
You know, I still got
it. It does smell like sex in there.
I still have cock
Haven't
smell on my
seen
face.
Seen Christine since the guy walked out of the room.
You know, you were kidding before, but I haven't seen her in a while either.
Vanished.
Okay. All right, don't Phil.
I like when you said, did you see his cock? And she went, no.
Yeah, she went, no, I didn't see it. I felt it, though. She goes, I didn't see it, but I could sense something great was in the room. You know that feeling when, like, you know something big?
And Eric, put candles on the cake. Let's get that out here right after this, please.
With your dick. It's a woman's birthday, guys.
For God's sake. All right, Bobby, ask the last question to Dylan.
Okay, fill in the blank, Dylan.
Fucked. Penis.
To be sure your live stream is recorded to streaming media, you need to have the following code in your stream key. And ampersand record equals blank, ampersand format equals blank.
Fuck, what are you, Chinese, Bobby?
It's very important for the producers to know. Like
one. Shut up, Bobby, you dork.
I know the answer to that.
Fucking
come on,
king of the nerds.
Come on, buddy.
I don't want that explained to everybody.
Dylan, second option.
Dylan's probably out getting pissed.
No, there's not an option. It's a fill in the blank.
Oh, it's a fill in the blank?
Give me one of the blanks. I'll give you the first one. I'll give you the first one.
Use it in a sentence.
I'll give you both of them. I know the answer.
Bobcats.
You know what? I think on default he gets one more because I'll tell you it's MP4 and record.
Yeah.
Okay, give it to him.
Well, yeah, it's MP. It's record equals true.
Equals true and
what?
MP4.
Yes, I didn't get the answer.
You said I. You said I'll take the latter.
What?
One. Give it him.
Oh, you don't know.
No, what? Shannon. No.
Dude, be careful now. Get away from the brick wall. You're gonna get a concussion.
You're good. They made him go by the brick wall.
Good job, Dylan.
Good job, Dylan.
You're done.
Turn the tables on Shannon. Ask
Shannon,
her some questions now.
Put it in her sniz.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, shock your pussy with this, Shannon.
It's your
Dylan, good job. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
When you turn 40, Shannon, you're not going to be able to take the shock on your pussy.
Shannon, he's half your age. He's half your age.
I know.
How old are you, Dylan? You're 22?
23.
23. Wow. You're half my age almost. That's cool. Lady. Give him credit, man.
He's
that's
not.
I would never do that.
No, it's a terrible idea.
Almost. 46.
Nah.
I'm 51 is close.
Nah.
You think he's giving himself some points? He can let some lot of leeway?
I rounded down a little bit.
Yeah, he jumped whole decade, dude.
That's going to be really great for his TikTok.
I bet you will be. Yeah, that was cool that he did it. All right, let's bring it in. Shannon, come on in here. Bobby, take the chair. Let's all sing this to her. It is a vegan cake.
Oh, wow.
Did Doug fuck this cake?
Ready, everybody?
Because I ain't eating it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And Doug Hugecock.
Happy birthday, dear Shannon. Happy birthday to you.
Now grab my cock. Forcibly.
Blow it out. Wish
I didn't
for
realize
Doug's...
what was happening.
Wish for Doug's cock. Wish for Doug's cock. Blow it out, Shannon.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
40 years
Wait
old.
A second. Trick candles. I seen this.
Wow. I thought I asked the trick candles.
What's the stuff on top?
It's chocolate and raspberries, I think. Ooh. It was all vegan. It's all vegan.
Okay.
Vegan.
Stop yelling at me.
It's vegan.
Yeah?
What's it made out of?
That's funny.
Vegan stuff?
She didn't seem to mind having man milk earlier.
No! Oh!
47 minutes in. Let's go to traffic.
See you guys next week. He goes, oh, man, we'll be right back after this, guys. It's the SDR show.
Just to wrap, we're not going to stay on much longer. Quick questions. I think we talked about this once before. I think I'm the only one here that has officially hit on Shannon. Am I right?
No, we've had this conversation before.
I forget it, though.
No, I gave light. I don't really come on strong. It was just like a light, like, oh, we should hang thing. And she was like, we sure should to do my podcast. Oh, yeah. I was like, you should come to a show. She's like, I come to shows all the time. And it'd be really cool if you'd do my podcast. And I was like, yeah, we'll hang. She's like, podcast. And I was like, well, nice to meet you.
Right. Okay. So it never happened.
Just, and then it was just like friendship. You should come to shows. And I see her like that.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. All right. Well,
but nothing like. You didn't feel you had to reject me, Shannon, ever, did? Like, I didn't, like,
well,
really.
Well, she didn't. Shannon. She ranked you number one in the room.
That's true.
That's pretty wild.
No, no. What?
I really, I thought for sure Vec was going to be
ranked number one.
So I feel like no one's going to let this go.
It's a little upsetting.
Sunshine to a dog's ass. Someday,
by the way, I was fine with being one above Maddie until you hit the top of the list. That's
sorry, bro.
I thought it was going to be one, two. You two, I could go either way. And then him.
No, but you have to rank yourself very high because Shannon follows suit. If you have high self-esteem and you go, I'm a nine, I'm a nine, I'm a fucking nine, then Shannon will chime in and go, you're my number one. Shannon responds to confidence.
Oh. I did the opposite, though.
Right.
So I'm a four.
Right.
Yeah, you're fucking falling apart with your methodology.
It was aggressive. I like the way you said it. You said it with authority where I started to second-guess my thing. Maybe the whole thing
maybe,
is bullshit.
Maybe
Mike's
maybe
right.
We're all wrong with it. Shannon, how do you feel your birthday celebration went?
Good.
That doesn't sound right to me.
It was great. I appreciate all the effort that you put forth.
Are your panties damp?
No, it made me very nervous. But I feel like when I review this later, I'll be able to take it in.
Let me ask you this. That guy on a scale from 1 to 10.
I mean, I feel like no one's a 10. I'll say 9.5.
Wow. Yeah,
really? You're into really guys real. With no
Lainey
hair
Lainey nailed
whatsoever.
It. Wherever Lainey is, Lainey nailed it.
I do like a bald guy. I don't mind it.
Is Lainey still here? Did she leave or she's here?
You went to his one weak point, Josh. I like it.
No, he's alopecia
areata.
Like no hair?
He's fast in the pool. I'll
no
tell you
hair?
That much, dude.
Probably left to go work out, Shannon.
Yeah, you guys got dolphins.
And also, by the way, just I don't mind because it is a sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. We did get a bunch of Molly. So maybe everyone will partake at some point.
No, dude. I got to fly tomorrow. Oh, you want to do Theater of the Mind? I'm already on it, bro.
Oh,
I can't believe it. Shannon, grab this.
Woo!
This is for the audio listeners. Woo! Has anyone seen Christine?
Yeah, I saw her. She came in. I saw her. She came in for the cake.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she was here for the cake.
I'm just joking.
She couldn't talk with that dick in her mouth, but she was.
Ralph, we would have seen if the dick was in her mouth.
There you go.
Yeah, her fucking, she would have unhinged her jaw like a snake. The barrel on that guy.
That was fucking impressive.
I should be sitting under a St. Bernard's neck.
Lainey, I will say this again. Good job on finding that dude. That was it. You Lainey, nailed right. it, Lainey. And Dylan, very good job on taking the shocks.
Yeah,
Jay
Dylan,
won't even hold
yeah,
the thing.
No.
No.
It's a bad idea.
Sure.
Do you have no desire to even know what it feels like?
No.
This can't penetrate Jay's gloves.
Maybe
you're right.
Try it.
Couldn't possibly.
Why? What am I fucking? You want me to be testing gloves now?
Yeah, for God's sake.
Yeah, you actually. I mean, we should
give
see
a shot.
Why are you getting defensive, Jay?
Tested by Big Jay.
All right, let's just go around the room and do plugs. We'll wrap it up. We're almost done anyway. We'll start with you, Jay.
BigJComedy.com this weekend. Tomorrow, I leave for Indianapolis. I'll be at Indianapolis Helium tomorrow through Saturday. After that, I'm going to be, I believe, in Baltimore, Timonium,
Magoobies,
Maryland,
yeah.
Magoobies. I have Orlando coming up, Appleton, Wisconsin, whole bunch of dates coming in. Go to BigJComedy.com, of course. Check out The Bonfire on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, The Legion of Skanks right here on the Cast Digital Network.
And just to recap, you give yourself a 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Josh Adam Meyer.
If I was numbering myself, yeah, okay. For sure.
JoshAdamMeyers.com. I'll be at the St. Louis Funny Bone June 24th through the 27th, August 5th through the 7th. I'm at the DC Comedy Loft, then Edmonton and Vancouver. Listen to the 500, where I'm going through Rolling Stone Magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums. You find it all on my website.
Do you go in order, or you just pick?
We're going down.
And what number are you at now?
365. We just released Rage Against the Machine, their the first record with Shane Gillis today.
That's a good one.
It's a really fun episode, yeah. So
Vecchione?
Mike Vecchione Investigates here on the Gas Digital Network. That's my podcast. At Comic Mike V, please follow me on all social media, MikeVecchione.com for dates.
Maddie?
The Thing Is Podcast on Gas Digital and Wow.
What the fuck was that?
That was a ghost.
It's a dick.
I was trying to open my water bottle. At the moment, I realized Maddie didn't say ding, so I rushed to get my mic on, and I dropped my water bottle.
Well, perfectly planned.
Well, you got those podcasts, cock hands, you'll be able to grip better.
Yeah. Gas Digital and everywhere else you get podcasts, and you can follow me on most social media platforms at Jester Skulls, except on Twitter, where I'm at Dr. Ding Daddy, because Jack Dorsey is a commie cunt.
How do you feel that you and your co-host get along? Do you guys ever have any arguments on air or anything like that?
No, she yells at me a lot.
Okay, fair enough. Shannon?
He deserves it, just for the record.
I know. Usually when he gets drunk, he's much more talky.
I am a bit of a terror.
He's a nightmare. I have to shush him like twice every episode lately. It's a whole thing.
Sometimes the ding daddy shows up.
Oh, oh boy.
Listen to you.
I can't believe they got a laugh out of Bobby.
No, don't encourage him.
Why would they get a laugh?
He said because it's so knows. Stupid. That's what he said.
The kid knows.
Listen to our podcast. The thing is ding because branding and stuff. we recently had a paranormal investigator / psychic medium.
So a liar.
It was a very
it was well done. I watched it. It was well done.
Thank you, Ralph. It was a really good episode. And we have a
saw magic last night on AGT. You think that was real too?
So check out the episode for believers and non-believers alike. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982. And thank you everybody for being here. Thank you, Ralph, for setting it all up. And Lainey, thanks everyone.
Love
and,
you, Shannon.
We love you, Shannon. And Bobby, Shannon. Get yours in there.
Thank you, guys.
I wish you had let Dylan get it plugged in one last time. He did get shocked on camera, for God fucking sake.
A lot.
Where's Ani Moosh today? She didn't like cock?
She didn't like cock. She's afraid of cock.
How great would it have been if he fell?
Bobby, Dylan get your plugs in one last time.
Thank you so much. You know where to find me. You know where to hate me. At Dylan J. Negri on Instagram and YouTube. And if you like smoking weed and hanging out on Sunday mornings, go watch my podcast, Dope, Dope, and Dine. Thank
now
you so much.
Now I know why Shannon hates him, from that entire plug right there. That fucking...
He didn't use the word lit.
No, that was so cool. Logan Paul.
Boy, yeah. Now I want to put that shot collar back on him.
No.
You know where to find me, you know where to hate me. It's like, yeah, I already hate you right there.
It's the kids, dude.
That's how they're talking
different.
Now.
Yeah,
it's I don't know. Gen Z.
I guess. All right, Bobby.
They don't look at their negative Reddit and cry the way we do.
You can find me on all social media at the Bobby Hutch. But more importantly, subscribe right now to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code SDR. Get
Use your plug, Bobby. Don't use SDR's plug. Use your code.
Okay, well, use promo code Hutch and get a 7-day free trial right now.
Yeah, that's what kind of, I like that you're being the SDR supportive, but use your own code. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't want to step on any toes.
I did kill it, man. Bobby did the production, a bunch of production for my album. Down, I think so. It was cool.
Which was
man.
Amazing. It was really
where are you at on that? Like, just to ask, I mean, I was there for the recording, obviously, but what's the plan of release and stuff like that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Do 4 shows and walk away.
You don't care.
I don't know if it's ever going to come out, if I'm being honest.
I thought it's all being worked on right
now.
Yeah,
I figured you guys were all behind that.
I figured
one day I'm going to be told it comes out tomorrow, and I go, shit, all right,
cool.
Let me tell the people who then post things on my social media to handle that.
Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast, The Juice Man and the Monster,
comes out every Juice Monday. Juice Man and the Monster.
It's actually the Good Sugar Podcast. Comes out every single Monday with the founder of Juice Press and I talking about health and wellness. And I Am Ralph Sutton on all social media. I have a TikTok now. 20 people follow me.
Oh, boy.
Come on, dude.
I'm looking for girls, really. That's all it is.
That's the worst reason.
It's the only reason.
You're looking at TikTok for girls?
Yeah, they're hot girls on it.
You want to date girls who make TikToks?
No, actually, I'll be honest with you.
Talented girls.
Talented girls. There's actually a lot of funny stuff, and all I do all day is send Shannon TikToks.
Okay, I want to go smoke a cigarette.
All right, we'll see you next week on the SDR Show. Shannon, you want to play an Amos Lee song to make you happy?
I think you're not allowed to be on TikTok over 35.
That's so wrong. You just are out of touch, man. Go ask your social media team, for God's sakes. You don't do anything. We'll see you next week on the SDR Show. What Amos Lee song is this?
Windows Are Rolled Down.
All right. We'll see you next week. Happy birthday, Shannon. Everybody go eat some cake. We'll see you next week.
Shoes untied and your soul's warm. Windows are rolled down. Sun is setting high. Windows are rolled down. I'm fixing to die.
windows are rolled down. Moon is hanging low. Windows are rolled down. I think it's time for me.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.